So this is Amina, and I'm sorry, I forgot your last name.
Pryor.
And she healed herself from sinusitis, and she's gonna, using these methods of Sufi healing, and she's going to explain to you what happened.
About a week ago, I got a really painful sinus infection on the left side of my face. It was very inflamed and congested and in a lot of pain, like intense pain, more pain than I'd ever experienced in my whole life. I was on antibiotics for 3 days, didn't do anything to budge it. I received a spiritual healing session, cleared some anger. It started to get better. The illness pretty much cleared, but I was still having a problem with the pain and pressure in my sinuses until Ibrahim's teaching. And when I went into the, you know, going through the symptoms, what I felt about that, and able to get into kind of the place where I was understanding the way that I was distracted by different things in the world and the meaning I was making of that, and got to the point where I could go into that place of the self-responsibility that's between the pattern and the stage. When I got in there, I began recognizing all of the pictures from my soul. One picture in particular I connected with was when I was about 6 years old. I was walking home from school, and I saw a woman who had hit a tree with her car, and the policeman was there. And I remember the woman being very upset and talking about what her husband was going to think and all these things, and it made quite an impression on a six-year-old by myself. And I recognized that I took that I saw that situation, and then I made an interpretation that if you lose control, you could crash into something, everybody get hurt, everything would go to pieces. And so I made up my little six-year-old mind that I need to be in control of my life, I need to manage things, and that's just the way that it was. And that picture, plus a number of other pictures that I began to see, I realized, you know, where I was holding on to all this control and being unhappy about things and just being able to see all those pictures. And then I realized that by witnessing those pictures, I was not seeing Allah as my protecting friend. And so I was witnessing the pictures and being afraid of the world and having a lot of difficulty moving forward with things I want to do, because I'd try to move forward, but then I'd be afraid, and it was kind of this tug-of-war going on inside of me. So I felt like when I brought in the quality of Wali, the protecting friend, that things began to clear, and it took away the pain and the pressure that I was having in my sinuses.
And the sinuses disappeared.
Yeah, pretty. It feels pretty clear at this point.
Fabulous.
Alhamdulillah.
Fabulous. Thank you.
I feel like I still have a little bit of work to do, maybe some tabwa and continuing the dhikr, but I feel like it's pretty much cleared at this point.
Fabulous. Thank you. That's great work. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.